USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Annual inflation rate in the United States unexpectedly accelerated to 8.6% in May of 2022. Tomorrow, we'll be getting the June report, and economists say, hold on, as it's going to be worse. The last time the federal government allowed inflation to attack our wallets this bad was back in 1981. With much of the country still in disbelief, Japan on Tuesday said farewell to Shinzo Abe, a political figure who dominated politics in that country as its longest-serving premier. He was gunned down at a campaign rally last week. Twitter's deal fiasco with Elon Musk has overshadowed its business challenges, which will likely intensify as growth in the advertising market decelerates and the company deals with the operational fallout. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Major League Baseball is about to run into another problem with their All-Star game. Last year, Major League Baseball pulled the game out of Atlanta for Colorado because of what they said were unfair voter laws enacted in Georgia. That turned out to be fake news, and Atlanta suffered the consequences of Major League Baseball's error. This year, it's a labor dispute.
Workers at Dodger Stadium are threatening to strike ahead of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game in Los Angeles next week. Some 99% of the nearly 1,500 concession workers at Dodger Stadium have voted to authorize a potential strike, with the union asking for a new contract and saying they could walk off the job at any time. The LA Times says this covers food servers, bartenders, suite attendants, cooks, and dishwashers ahead of the Home Run Derby on Monday the 18th and the All-Star Game on Tuesday the 19th.
That is Tim Berg reporting, and we are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Two Mexican cartel members were busted in New York last week with $1.2 million worth of crystal methamphetamine. They were released by New York officials because of new bail reform laws there. Former federal prosecutor Jonathan Fahey on Fox News says the Department of Justice should have stepped up and arrested these guys, but they didn't.
The federal government has laws that would make the distribution of this amount of methamphetamine a 10-year mandatory minimum and also have a bail policy that makes us a presumption that they would be detained. So this is an area where the federal government should step up, the Department of Justice, the U.S. Attorney's Office, and arrest these people, and they should have been coordinated on the front end. And instead of spending all of their time worrying about, you know, preventing moms and dads from speaking at school board meetings and shutting down what they call disinformation, They should be focusing on this, because this is the most significant, or one of the most significant, criminal issues going on right now. And to let these two walk and everyone associated with them, you know, also walk, but because they're not catching them, is really putting the community at risk, making everyone's life less safe.
Secretary of Health and Human Services Javier Becerra on Monday released guidance saying that health providers who perform abortions in emergency situations are protected under federal law, regardless of what bans are in place in their states. The question now is, what qualifies as an emergency under a state ban? Lance Pry, USA Radio News.